Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This I have been very excited for. So joining me now to talk a little bit of Sixers, he has a wonderful podcast, Sixers podcast. It's called You Know Ball, and he is the host. He goes by Trill Bro Dude. Trill, what is up, my good man?
What's up, Vince? You know, I'm just enjoying the Sixers' four-game losing streak over here, trying not to lose my mind.
How do you handle that four-game streak? Because obviously, like, all these guys are out. I mean, is it really bothering you that much?
Overall, no. I know you're a big Eagles guy. I'm a big Eagles guy. And I've had to reprogram my brain not to overreact to every single loss because I just feel like, especially when guys are missing, obviously Joel's out right now, you can't take everything like it's a big loss. And early in the season, the good thing about the Eastern Conference this year is that, like, there's a ton of good teams so that it kind of spreads it out. Like, the Sixers are still only, like, 2.5 games back from first place right now. And you've seen some positive things from the young guys over the last week or so to make me feel like, in the long run, that we'll be totally fine.
And that's the thing, right? I mean, when you look at the young guys, especially Maxey, right? I mean, my God, man. Maxey's unbelievable. Like, how did this kid – because I thought he was going to be good, but he's really good.
Yeah, I mean, when I was leading up to the 2020 draft, he was – I did, like, a big board on Twitter, which I know a lot of people that follow the draft on draft Twitter specifically, and they told me – so much good stuff about a few guys. And Tyrese Maxey was literally number one on my board. And I thought that there was no chance that he could have fell to the Sixers at 21. And then obviously we saw some flashes last year where we were like, wow, this, he could be, you know, a starter level player in year two. He could maybe have some decent upside. Like, I'm telling you right now, this guy's a future multiple time All-Star. Like, just based on what I've seen, the progress that he's made in, like, it's only been a calendar year since this kid's been drafted, and he's already, like, making the scoring leap. The shooting's looking great. He is just putting in the work, and he's developing so quickly that it's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what the other thing is with him, Trill, is he's so much fun to watch. He's just, yep, like, such a bouncy, electric, exciting. He's got a great smile. He's got an excellent smile. Yeah, like, it's just, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, I call him Live, Laugh, Love Jimmy Butler. He's just got such a positive energy about him, but he also is one of those guys that's going to grind every game. He's like, I mean, dude, how many games now has he played over 40 minutes this season? 3, 4? Like, this last week, he had back-to-back games where he played for over 40 minutes because they needed him to, and he didn't complain at all. The team literally sent him home because they were like, you got to take the day off, dude. Like, he was there the next morning after playing back-to-back games with over 40 minutes in both. And he's just, every single day, putting in the work and just wanting to get better every day. And that's a very welcome sign here in Philadelphia because we've not had that a lot with the Sixers recently, as you know.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers are just such a chaotic mess. And to see Maxey come out of this thing when it was all this uncertainty, because you think he could be a starting point guard in time, but to just grab the role the way that he has, I mean, yeah, you talk about multiple All-Stars, and I'm totally with you. And I guess for the people who, like, trying to think about what he's going to be, what he can be, is there a player in your head of, like, 5 years down the line, he looks kind of like this guy?
That's the thing, is that he doesn't have, like, an exact comp that I can make. It's really hard But, like, there's elements of different players' games in his game, I think. Like, I mean, I wouldn't go as far to say, like, he is on the level of Allen Iverson, but there's definitely a little bit of Iverson in his game. There's a little bit of, like, contemporary players you want to talk about, like, a little bit of almost, like, from a driving standpoint, a little bit of Bradley Beal, a little bit of, I wouldn't even go this far, but Kyle Lowry kind of. But, and maybe if De'Aaron Fox wasn't, like, as explosive and of an athlete, there's a little bit of his game, too, in there, and then John Moran as well. But, like, the thing with Maxey is that, like, he's such a unique player, but you've seen him make the strides in the departments of his game where you need him to get better to be that all-star level player. Like, the amount of work that he spends on his shot, the amount of work that he just spends on his defense and the weak points of his game will make him so well-rounded that, like, I don't even know if there's, like, a direct comp that you can make in the NBA, but, like, there are just, like, a bunch of, basically think of, like, every undersized scoring guard from the past 10 to 15 years, and he's got a little bit of, like, everyone in his game.
Yeah, and the fans love, I mean, just to see the way that he's got this bond with the city already is, like, such a Sixers thing, just in general, but it's so much fun to see. So, like, I'm loving everything with Maxey right now. And again, with all the losses, four straight losses, it sucks. But seeing him play like this is just such a great long-term thing. Is there anything else that, like, whether it's the four games or really over the course of this whole season, because you've got the Embiid stuff and Curry's out and Tobias is missing games, all these different guys. Anything else, like, really sticking with you for the long-term? Any growth stuff? Like, what do you like so far?
Well, I just think in general, the way that Daryl Morey has built the depth of this team, like, you're starting to see the holes of that now just because you don't have Embiid. And Embiid and Seibel, especially on the defensive end, can cover up a lot of the holes. Like, Maxey even said it in his post-game conference tonight. He basically said, you know, when you make a mistake, if you get a guy that blows by you, Seibel's there to clean up on the weak side, or you have Joel protecting the rim behind you and making it so that they can clean up all that stuff. But right now, like, I think once you plug Joel back in there, the positive things that we can look at from the first few weeks is, like, George Niang is a massive upgrade over the Mike Scott position. Andre Drummond, even though he struggled tonight, is a massive upgrade over the Dwight Howard position. So you're looking at a team that has a little bit more depth, and then they're doing all of this without a max player in Ben Simmons, who is nowhere to be found right now. And they're still getting a lot of production out of these younger guys, especially when Joel plays, because their jobs aren't quite as hard when Joel plays. But, like, you know, Korkmaz, Shake, everyone essentially has just done a great job of, you know, taking their shot creation to the next level. So, like, Korkmaz has become better as a driver and a passer. Shake has become better as a passer this year. So you're hoping that once Joel can come back, then basically everyone can get knocked down the totem pole and their jobs become easier. And it basically makes it so that everyone can, you know, kind of flourish together as a team. Because this year, the one thing that I think I've noticed the most without Ben Simmons is, you know, since they don't really have Ben to rely on, because they used to kind of fall back on his open court transition playmaking a lot, it's forced other guys to kind of step into bigger roles. And it's the ball movement has been fantastic this year. It was not great tonight, but overall the ball movement has clearly been an emphasis of this team, and it just feels like they kind of want to all play together. Like, the vibes are very, very good right now, and they seem to kind of be bouncing off each other. Even with this four-game losing streak, like, they're competing against some of the best teams in the NBA without an MVP candidate.
And can I just get all your positive vibes and throw something horribly negative into all of this? Because the thing that's on my mind is talking about Embiid, the fact that he's got COVID scares the crap out of me. Like,
of course.
Right? Like, just a guy of that size and all the conditioning problems over the years, how long it takes him to really get going and get into that shape and play all the minutes you want him to play. Like, the fact that he's got COVID could be awful for him. You know, it's like, it's just scary, man.
Yeah, I mean, you saw last year with some guys coming back. Jason Tatum was the big one in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Where when he came back, he was saying that, you know, he wasn't right. Like, even, like, I mean, You've seen Tobias Harris now play back-to-back games. I don't know if he played over 40 minutes tonight, but he played over 40 minutes in the last game, or he played close to 40 minutes. And, like, you could tell by the end of the game that he was winded. And Tobias is a guy that 2 years ago, he led the NBA in minutes. So it's not like these guys are not used to having a ton of high minutes, high usage type role. And they're coming back and they're struggling to kind of get back into the shape that they were in. Like, Tatum last year, I think you're going to start to see it a lot more this year. The thing I'm most worried about is just Joel's health in general. Like, I mean, Joel obviously, has had not beyond just like body injuries and stuff. He's had stomach issues and stuff like that. I just hope that he's like able to get right and that he can kind of slowly ease himself back in. I don't want him to rush back, but like the only way to play yourself into shape in the NBA is to actually play the games. And it's really going to be tough for him when he gets back because they're going to need to rely a lot on him without Ben Simmons right now, with the fact that, you know, the team's on a losing streak right now. And it's possible that by the time he gets back, they'll be 500. They'll probably be 8-8 is my guess. They're 8-6 right now. They'll probably lose the next two. He'll probably come back the game after that. And I just don't want – I know Joel thinks that he needs to do everything, but I just want him to ease back in because – I'm incredibly concerned just about, you know, his overall well-being, and I just hope that he looks at it as more of a long-term thing and not to push himself.
Yeah, so we're talking with Trill Bro Dude, and he has the awesome, amazing Sixers podcast, You Know Ball. Now, Trill, here's the thing, is I would figure help's on the way just because, I don't know if you know this, tonight was the showcase game. You get Caris LeVert, you get Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, aren't you just dying to trade Ben Simmons for those guys, Trill?
So, I was open to that idea. Unfortunately, Malcolm Brogdon just signed an extension, so he will not be able to be traded this season.
Criminal.
I cannot actually sit through an entire season of this, or I will actually lose my mind. So we might have to pivot to some other targets. I was open to the Brogdon-LeVert thing. The only packages that I've been even somewhat tempted by so far were those two. And then the CJ McCollum package that was rumored, just because I think that CJ would add an element of shot creation, pull-up shooting, just a perimeter guard who can kind of initiate your offense and eat innings, especially in the regular season. But now with Maxey's emergence and then you have Seth Curry, like, I do think that they might look like, I don't really know what Daryl Morey's thinking. Like, Daryl Morey could just be thinking, you know what, we're going to wait until the trade market changes. We're going to wait until a star is available. What, I don't know what he's thinking, but the ideas that have been floated out over the last week have essentially been, will the Sixers pivot from looking for guard help? Because now you have Maxey, Seth, Shake, Korkmaz, like, you can figure out the guard shot creation equity in some way. Do you now pivot to a two-way? It's easy to say, oh, we just want a two-way scoring wing who plays defense that can shoot well. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
they're just around.
Yeah, what's that? But that's, I guess that's the kind of player that they're going to target now, is like someone who might be a little bit bigger. Maybe someone in the Tobias mold, but someone that can also play with Tobias and can kind of, you know, you can also initiate some offense.
Well, do you buy the Jaylen Brown thing at all? Is that even, like, real?
I don't. I would love Jaylen Brown on the Sixers. I think he would be a fantastic fit. When that rumor came out, I was absolutely thrilled, especially because I got to just make fun of all my Celtics fans friends on Twitter. But I just think that if the Celtics were to trade for Ben Simmons, they would try to lowball and they would try to send a Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, like a lower tiered players package, because I don't think that they would. I think if they were able to get Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons didn't play on the Sixers and Jaylen Brown didn't solve most of the Sixers issues, that they would consider that. Like if he played on the Minnesota Timberwolves, sure, maybe they'd be interested in trading Jaylen Brown for Ben Simmons, but you're really taking a huge risk there in that you're trading for a player who has had in Ben Simmons that has struggled in the playoffs, and you're trading a player in Jaylen Brown who has proven to actually be pretty successful in the playoffs, and you're trading him to basically your main rival. So I don't think that is real. And if it were, I think the Sixers would have to give more. And I think that maybe Boston would be targeting some sort of package around Simmons, Maxey, and picks. And Daryl Morey has said he's not going to do any package like that unless they're getting an all NBA level player back. And he's like an all-star level player, very good player, but like not a top 10, top 15 guy, more like a top 25, top 30 guy.
Yeah. And we've been talking with Trill Bro Dude, who has the wonderful Sixers podcast called You Know Ball. And Trill, I know you got a big event coming up this week. What's going on?
That's right. We will be at the Henry James Saloon in Roxborough. If you're not familiar, it's right near Del Sandro's Cheesesteaks. Basically, we're just going to be talking during the Nuggets Sixers game at 9 p.m. on November 18th. That's this upcoming Thursday. And yeah, so we're just going to be hanging out, live streaming, talking. If you have any Sixers takes you want to spit, come out, talking to the mic. We're just going to be hanging out, drinking beers, and having fun.
Yeah, and I'll be there. So I'll see you there on Thursday.
Let's go. I need to hear more of your fiery hot takes, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I've been spitting them like crazy. It's been a mess tonight, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, look, like I said, you're an Eagles guy. The NFL and the NBA are different. The NBA, it's a marathon. You know, you gotta take it a little bit easier. You gotta just, you know, roll with the punches. The NFL, like, every week literally changes your season. So I'm trying to take the long haul approach instead of taking the approach that I usually take, which drives me insane.
Yeah, it drives all of us crazy. So Trill, always appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Ben.
See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.